Hey, it's me, Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. It's nice out today. I should mention that it's 9:11 a.m. Thursday, February 17, 2022. I'm almost done with work. My stepdad thought today was my last day for some reason. I told him I wish it was my last day. Yeah, it's warming up. 52 degrees. The sun is trying to peek out from behind some clouds. It is raining a little bit, but the temperature is up. It's warmer today, and I'm really excited about that. It's like getting me excited. I love warm weather. I love Los Angeles. I can't wait to live there again. I can't wait to move back there. I don't like Massachusetts. I don't like the Massachusetts cold, and I'm just excited for spring and then for summer. Spring is my second favorite season. It's when my birthday is, and it's also when 420 is. And then summer's just my favorite season because it's warm. You can go swimming, you can be outside, you can get sun, get some vitamin D. Girls are in bikinis. It's great. So that's that. I've been listening to my namesake, the Bear Jew, Eli Roth, on the Movies That Made Me podcast, hosted by Josh Olson and Joe Dante. And his episode is my favorite of all time. Great episode. And he actually mentions Alfred Soul, rest in peace. He mentions him by name because he talks about Pandemonium, which is his last feature, I think, besides a TV movie. So his last theatrical feature, if Pandemonium was even theatrical. I don't know if it was. But Eli Roth brings up Pandemonium about halfway through the episode, maybe closer to the beginning, on the beginning side, I'm not sure. But so he brings up Pandemonium, and then he says directed by Alfred Soul, who directed Alice, Sweet Alice. I think Eli Roth is a fan of Alice, Sweet Alice. I think he likes that movie. I think I even heard about it first from him in some random interview. I tend to think that that's what happened, but I'm not sure. And then the other thing I wanted to mention about this episode that I thought was interesting is Eli Roth is bringing up a lot of movies from the 80s, a lot of like 80s comedies. Last night I watched National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase in honor of that, and I will be talking about it. I was slightly disappointed. The movie doesn't totally hold up. It's not funny throughout, but there are funny moments, and it is a decent movie. So I'll be talking about that later after work. But, and I'm leaving for work in 15 minutes, just so you know, if there's a weird urgency in my voice. So, what was I saying? Yeah, so he's bringing up all these random 80s movies, like Under the Rainbow, and then I was like, what is Under the Rainbow? Is that like a Chevy Chase movie? And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, kind of like growing up in Connecticut, obsessively going to my local video store, I kind of thought I knew like all the kind of like big commercial movies from that time, the Animal Houses, the Fletches, the Caddyshacks. I thought I kind of knew all that kind of like SNL stuff from the 70s, the kind of National Lampoon stuff. I thought I knew all of it, and then, you know, not necessarily, like, exclusively National Lampoon, like, by National Lampoon, but I mean, like, stuff that's even just, like, adjacent to it or related to it, or kind of in that same world. I thought I kind of knew all of it, and then Eli Roth hops on this podcast, and he's bringing up all of these movies that I've never heard of, just random movies, and they are more obscure than something like Caddyshack, for example, which is a very famous movie. But still, I just, like, I've never heard of these movies, and some of them have people like John Belushi, maybe, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. This is the group that I'm talking about here, that I'm referring to. I thought I knew all of these movies from the video store, from seeing them on the racks of the video store, from seeing them in the comedy section of the video store, which was never, like, one of my favorite sections necessarily. I always leaned more toward action, then later horror, that kind of stuff. But I always liked comedies. I mean, I always enjoyed comedies if they were good. I wouldn't say that I was like ever a comedy nerd. I think I'm weirdly, it's almost like comic books. Like I'm actually more of a nerd now than I was when I was younger, in terms of comedy and in terms of comic books, those two things for whatever reason. but where was I going with that? Yeah, so it's just interesting. Eli Roth, who actually lived through that time, I wasn't alive in the 80s, he was. And he's pulling out these deep cuts that I've never even heard of. Some of them feature actors that I'm very familiar with. So it's just interesting to think that, like, yeah, I thought I knew all the kind of comedies from that era. Some people would call them stupid comedies. I wouldn't, although some of them are stupid at times. Speaking of stupid comedies, Happy Gilmore just had its release date anniversary. So I thought I knew all of them from that time period, from that era, but really there's so much more to be explored. And that's really my point here with saying this. So yeah, I gotta go to work. So I'm gonna sign off for now. I'll be back on later to talk about National Lampoon's Vacation. And tonight, I don't know what I'll be watching. I hope you enjoy the warmer weather if you're getting it. We're getting it here in Massachusetts. I'm almost done with work. I'm excited about that. Started listening to, I mean, I started reading Stick by Elmore Leonard. I might be listening to Time Skips by Animal Collective again. I'm kind of in the mood for it. Maybe I'll just put on the first song and see how it does me. All right, I'll be back on soon. Peace. Hey, it's me, Max Sherry, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. I don't really feel like recording tonight, so this is not going to be a long episode. I'm glad I recorded that segment this morning so that I have that in the can. I am talking about National Lampoon's Vacation, which is a movie that I liked. I enjoyed it. I thought Chevy Chase was good in it. He was pretty funny. I think he was already kind of on the down slide at that point. It was kind of like the classic movies that Chevy Chase fans, like real Chevy Chase fans, knew and loved. Those had already come out, and you were getting into your Vacations and your Fletches. And some people love Fletch and have a real affection for it. I've never seen Fletch, but I would like to because I actually like Chevy Chase. I actually think he's funny. And I do like Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation, excuse me. I think National Lampoon's Vacation is better. It's a just a better movie. It's more of a real movie. And I like the way they introduce the characters. I like the actors in it. I like how you're introduced to Randy Quaid's character. I think that part, that's always the funniest part of the vacation movies, is the dynamic between the I almost said the Griffins. What are their names in Vacation? The Griffiths? I forget what their fucking names are now. But, oh, Griswold. I think that's it, Griswold. So that kind of dynamic between the Griswolds and then Randy Quaid's family. For me, that's always the funniest part of the vacation movies. So, what else am I doing? I'm smoking on some Brownie Scout from Good Green, and this shit is so dank, it's so strong. It's so intense, it's so heavy that literally I can't even smoke it. That's why I was just coughing. Every time I try to take a hit, I start coughing. So I'm gonna have to just start taking tiny hits, and hopefully that'll do me. I'm listening to Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper from 2015. Sorry, I know that's gross. And actually, I just thought of something. To end the episode, I'm going to read the description. I want to start reading. Oh, no, but I'm not really doing that anymore. Never mind, I'm not going to do that. All right, so what am I up to now? Yeah, so like I said, this is going to be a shorter episode. I prefer episodes to be at least 15 minutes, although that doesn't always happen. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about. I'm reading Stick. by Elmore Leonard, listening to Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. I'm also still listening to the Eli Roth episode of The Movies That Made Me. And it is the best episode of that podcast. And I was kind of looking through some of the episodes today. There is one with Edgar Wright. There's one with Anna Biller. I was kind of thinking, like, wow, this is kind of like the best podcast, other than the Pure Cinema podcast, which is my favorite. And then I saw that Edgar Wright was on Postmortem with Mick Garris back in October, and I don't know if I ever listened to it, so I have that queued up. I'm going to listen to that next. And that's pretty much it for me. I'm going to have a chill night. I'm going to watch something. And I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow. Hope you have a chill night too. Take care. Peace.